We now have a follow-up on an exclusive story we brought you in December about a 16-year-old Worcester girl charged with murdering her 13-month-old son. What sent her to jail for almost 3 years to await trial was a confession extracted by Worcester police detectives. Here's an excerpt.
You don't get to be a kid, and that's why you smothered Kyle, didn't you? That's why you smothered him, didn't you?
We'll never kill her.
Na Trong later insisted she never hurt her baby, and her lawyer insisted this was a case of a false confession. The confession was later thrown out by a judge who ruled that the circumstances surrounding her confession were coercive, and Na Trong was set free. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, Trong is rebuilding her life, but the Worcester Police Department has still not made an accounting.
How did you think you were going to get out?
I didn't do anything, so they have to let me go.
It was the power of being positive that got Na Trong through 2 years and 8 months of confinement here at the Women's Correctional Center in Chicopee.
I mean, it's really sad to say, but jail made me better at the end of it.
She got her GED in jail and is going to college full-time now. Trong reveals no bitterness toward the detectives who questioned her in 2008. But Worcester police haven't answered our numerous requests for interviews. And it's clear they resent questions. So on Tuesday, I went to a public meeting to find Police Chief Gary Jem.
My comment to you is that if you have any questions on that case, I suggest you speak
right
to the district attorney.
But as the chief, you expressed full support and confidence in
and
your
I
two officers.
And I stand by those statements. And all I'm saying
Jem's
to you
only
that
previous
I
statement on the case came in writing after our broadcast last December of excerpts from the videotaped police interrogation of Trong. The detective's conduct drew outrage from across the country, including sharp criticism from detectives and prominent judges like this one.
Thank God we have courts and judges,
said retired Superior Court Judge Robert Barton.
If you left it up to the police to decide whether you're guilty or not, that kid would have been strung up in the backyard that night. Because in their minds, she's guilty. Give her the maximum punishment. Next case.
Barton was especially troubled by the detective's conduct, which critics likened to psychological and emotional torture. But the officers remain on the Worcester Police Force. In fact, the lead detective, Sergeant Kevin Peugeot, has been moved up to internal affairs to investigate complaints of police wrongdoing. Chief Jem issues no apologies or regrets.
I'm saying to you is that I suggest that you speak to the district attorney.
And he didn't appeal the case in which the judge said that your two detectives had engaged in a pattern of deceit, trickery, false promises, implied promises, and inducements.
And I suggest that you speak to the district attorney.
But you're the chief, and you said those words, sir.
I had spoken to the district attorney, Joe Early. He did not take the opportunity to express full support and confidence in those two detectives. And he explained that he had no chance of successfully appealing Judge Janet Kenton Walker's order to suppress the confession. Kenton Walker wins praise from both retired Judge Robert Barton and recently retired federal Judge Nancy Gertner.
Anyone who would have listened to it would have had doubts that this confession was true. You had to worry about it. You had to worry about her affect. You had to worry about her age. You had to worry about how vulnerable she was and how unsophisticated she was. And if at the end of the day then she confesses, you had to be concerned that that confession wasn't true.
Suppressing evidence in a murder case is a very big deal, the now Harvard professor says about Judge Janet Kenton Walker.
It is so important that she articulated her findings. It is terribly important that she said why, because I don't think that people truly understand how false confessions happen.
Judge Kenton Walker's ruling in the Trong case and in a more recent case has put her in the firing line of the Worcester police. And the chief, Gary Jem, has attacked her in an unusual way. He has a Twitter account. His hashtag is 911Chief, and he's fired tweets like this one. Judge Kenton Walker, cognitive bias. What more can be said?
You know, when you look at what cognitive bias is, it's taking information and continually making a bad decision based on the information that you have.
City Councilor Rick Rushton says the chief's conduct is over the top.
when you use the words like cognitive bias, you're indicating that you believe that a judge has a mental disorder. It really puts a chilling effect, I believe, and it shows a lack of professionalism.
And when another city councilor, Connie Luke, said Jem's tweeting was sophomoric, Jem tweeted that the councilors were engaging in a food fight, which he said he won. Councilor Rushton.
We're the second largest city in New England. We need to act like the second largest city in New England. This isn't some backwater small town.
But tweeting is just one of the chief's weapons. He's also turned the normal police press release into bludgeons against reporters, columnists, and once again, Judge Kenton Walker. Worcester Police Department responds to judge releasing violent offenders back to the street, goes one such hit. The chief of police is trying to intimidate judges, says Ed Ryan, the defense attorney for Nha Trang, and standing up for the two detectives is even worse.
That is a degree of arrogance, a degree of disrespect for the rule of law that frightens me. That tells me that they have a license to do whatever they want. Keep it up. That is a very frightening circumstance to have law enforcement so empowered, so arrogant, that they think they can get away with this kind of behavior.
As of Tuesday, the chief was still deflecting questions.
The last thing I'm going to say is that if you have any questions, I'm going to suggest that you speak to the district attorney.
Have you ever seen the
interrogation for yourself? And what did the district attorney say?
He did not appeal the judge's order, chief. You know, it's easy to send tweets and flack from behind closed doors, but answer some questions, sir.
The door closed, and there would be no answers about Nha Trang from the Worcester police chief. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.